Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hello, everybody. Johnny B here. Good morning.
What's up, man?
Doing good. Doing good, Captain Mick.
Rolling right along.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yes, we do. Well, it's good. It's almost Thanksgiving. I can't believe
we're
already there.
Wow.
Next week. Next Thursday. It's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be here next Thursday morning, but you won't.
I'll still be in Houston, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you'll be packing your bags, man.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, seeing what I do and do not need, figuring that out quick.
Y'all going to have a good little family gathering? This time of year for families to get together.
It's perfect. It ended up being perfect. Thanksgiving, and then see you later, everybody.
See you later, alligator. Dallas bound with a hammer down.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a long drive, my friend.
Yep.
It's not terrible, but I mean, at least it's all one highway pretty much.
Yeah, it's on 45.
Yeah, it's all 45.
Everybody loves Highway 45.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could be better.
Yeah.
It could
just be better. Just don't go south.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Well, cool deal. Let's get rolling. Let's go over to Venice, Louisiana now. Let's get hooked up with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning, see how he's doing. Mike, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Mickey, how are you?
Good, buddy. Thanks for asking.
As long as this wind won't blow today, everything will be really good.
Well, I'm not going to promise you anything.
I'm afraid it's going to happen. I know. At least it ain't blowing 30 as I'm going to the marina yet. So I swear yesterday was miserable.
Yeah, that's Tuesday was like that for us. Tuesday, both days, you know, and you're always later.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty decent over the weekend. Didn't blow hard enough to mess things up like it has now. I mean, everything yesterday was pretty much chocolate milk.
Right.
And I don't know where that bait went. I found one little bottle of bait. I was a little redfish. I just couldn't make it happen yesterday. And now the sheephead and black drum, my God, they stood on them yesterday. Them black bait boys, I'm talking about, they bring in 300-400 pounds of sheephead and black drums.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So, but I'm hoping I'm going to go back to my trout this morning. I did catch two big trout yesterday. I pulled up on some rocks. Thought I might catch a redfish off of that, and I towed in there 4-pounder eat it, and I flipped him in the boat. Towed it back in there, 5-pounder eat it, pulling my drag. I hadn't had a trout full of drag in a long time.
Me either.
flipped that within the boat, and I said, wow, I'm going to light these trout up. And that was only two bites. But I looked at my machine. We'd hit the bottom of that tide. I mean, we dead on hit the bottom of that tide by the time that happened.
Yeah.
And I know them fish they moved there for a minute. And
your tide dropping a lot over there, too?
Oh, my God. Looks like January, February.
What it did Tuesday. I mean, that barometer was so high Tuesday that, it just even with that northeast wind, it just sucked the water out of this bay with that, you know, and we're on a strong outgoing anyway on our tide charts, but
right.
added to it. Now, you tell me this, how can it be, I'm looking over your way this morning, it's southwest west pass, it's showing 22 out of the northeast, and at Pilot Town, that thing's got to be messed up, it's showing 4 miles an hour.
I don't know, Mickey, because I'm telling you, I'm still sitting here camping the driveway, and I mean, it might be blowing 4 miles an hour here, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, there's a lot of times you can look at that, the end of that river down there, and that buoy's going to show you that it's honking. And
yeah, I mean, it...
I don't know.
That one offshore oil port right there showing 19, and over at Main Pass, it's 22, and Southwest Pass, 22, and then you move in, it goes to 4 and 11, 7. So, yeah, you may be all right in, you know, inside.
Well, I hope you're right, because I don't know if you'd seen them pictures, but I ain't whacking them trout.
So. Yeah, I saw that pile of bloody mess there. That was good stuff.
Yeah, it was. I'd done that for about 5-6 days in a row.
Mm-mm-mm.
Shoot, Sunday morning, I had 60 in the boat before 9 o'clock. It was lots of fun. And so,
that's ripping some lips.
Yeah, it is. And I tell you, you pull up to it, and now one spot I'm pulling up to, there's some bait working. But the best spot I'm catching them on, you pull up there, and I go, oh, this ain't going to work this morning.
Wouldn't even know anything was there.
Nothing. I mean, just dead water, it looks like. Sure enough, you throw out there, there they are. So, but I don't know about that wind. I'm telling you, the end of that river a lot of times does that. And I'm not sure if that current down there and stuff don't help that wind fire up. I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah, maybe a temperature thing, you know, with water and air causing that also.
Right.
You know,
that is.
You know, I've left East Bay before. And it's blowing like crazy over there and go, boy, that's going to be a nasty ride back across Trinity and get over to Trinity. Once you clear Smith Point, it's dead calm. Seen that several times.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, just what you're saying. I was down South Pass, and I'm talking about south, which is, you know, they say South Pass, but they don't truly run south.
Right.
But anyhow, you know, it kind of runs, I want to say southwest and then south back southeast. But
mm-hmm.
I sat down there a while back, you know, and I said, this ain't going to work, guys. We're going to take the boat ride, change the area code. So I pull out and I run back north. I run north about 15 miles. Now I'm leaving calm water.
Mm-hmm.
I come around the point at Northeast Pass down there going into Blind Bay. Slaps me right in the face out of the north and,
yeah.
You know, chopped up, muddy, and that's here. You know, our river's at 4 foot right now.
Is it?
And dirty. Yeah. I mean, it got dirty. Now, down towards the end of it, it's, you know, it's decent enough to fish. And the problem I'm telling everybody, too, them fish hadn't left that river, you know, because, you know, there's nobody just standing on the redfish, forest keeper fish. A few boys are, but they're fishing river water, but they're not in the river. But the fish ain't leave that river. They still in it. Because I seen the bait in the river Monday. And that bait's in there. Them redfish still in there.
So, right.
You know, we got a little old influx of trout into the river, and it did get too dirty for them, I think, because I ain't heard nobody catch them one in the river. So, but you talking about this extreme tide. I was talking to Brent Ballet yesterday. And I knew he duck hunted Tuesday morning. And I said, how did duck hunt go? He said, well, we killed 25, but then we had to sit there for 6 hours. He said, I knew better. He said, I had to push that mud boat in there just about. He said,
oh, Lord.
With that prop, that water went out from under him. And he said, he sat there for 6 hours watching two mullet and a stingray in his prop cut. Trying to get go somewhere. 6 hours they had to sit there and wait for the water to come back up enough to get out of there. That's Like I said, I've seen some real estate I ain't never seen before. And I seen some stuff sticking up just today I've never seen before. And I went, holy moly.
Man, I've been driving over that.
Yeah, I have. You know, I'm talking about some stuff that 30 lower unit on. But, no, got some fine folks in from California, and I don't know if they're going to get to go home the way that California is acting out there.
But, they might want to stay in Louisiana and Texas.
All right. Well, I think they're coming to my house for Thanksgiving. So.
Are they? Well, that's good.
Flying out of Houston. Yeah.
Can we move in? Get that trailer right there.
Yeah. Getting ready to do a little deer hunting. Grandson, he missed that big eight Saturday morning. Got him a little buck fever, but he did kill him. He killed a really nice 8-point Sunday morning, so he was on cloud nine.
I saw that picture. I think, I don't know whether Vicky or Darlene put that up on Facebook. I saw it.
Yeah.
Him and Rusty.
Yep. But the one he missed, he told me,
go ahead. No, that's all right. Go ahead.
He said, I just missed him pop so you can kill him. I said, okay. I hear you. But I'll tell you what, I'll sure enough shoot this one. He is a real deal.
Man.
So, but they've been some good deer kill. I seen a picture out of Cold Springs with a really nice deer.
You see that one from Trinity County? At 8-point?
But that don't surprise me.
159 and 3/8, I believe. An 8-point. Wow. That's a stud.
I'm measuring this deer. Rusty's got him. Got pictures of him. I measured this deer hard a lot of different ways. You know, and it's hard to do on a picture, but I think he'll go 150. He's really good. He's old, but he is really, really massive deer. Now, Trinity County don't surprise me because
you know all that area from there up towards Corrigan and all that. They kill some big deer out of there, man.
You bet. Absolutely. That's where my brother killed that one in Oak County, went 170 and 5/8.
Man, what a deer.
Yeah. What a deer.
We're not talking high fence stuff here, folks. We're talking free range, river wild.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yep. Good stuff. Absolutely. So, other than that, that's about all I got to report on the fishing end. We got a ton of ducks down here, but I don't know how long it's going to last. Grass is really sparse because of hurricanes and stuff. Some of the inner stuff, them ballet stuff that they have leased, it's still got plenty of grass on it, but there's a lot of areas that don't have any grass at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, and that's kind of affecting my trout fishing too, because it's that time of year for me to get some trout in that grass. Shoot, I had 64-degree water yesterday morning.
Well,
it cooled off. So, I'd like to be able to go catch some of them big hammer trout. They've been catching a few. A good friend of mine, like Monday, he went that afternoon. He was off that day. He's got a place at the marina. He just run right out the Red Pass there on the west side. And he says for about 10 minutes, it was unreal. He's catching them on a sparkle beetle.
Sparkle beetle.
Yeah. Reeling it over top of some shell out there. And they was all, he showed me a picture of them. He had 16 of them, and they wasn't nothing under 4 pounds.
That's good.
All 4 to 6 pound fish. Yeah, that's good stuff. That's
what we call solids.
Yeah. They, how about that sparkle beetle? There's a lot of people throw that sparkle beetle down here. I
remember Louisiana, they used to throw that old man stingray grub and that split-tail beetle all the time. It had the red dot on the back of it.
Yep, they still do.
Yeah, I catch them up on that.
Them ballet boys, they'll tandem rig them.
Yeah, they will. that's meat hauling, baby. Hurry up.
Meat hauling, baby. Yep, absolutely.
I ain't ready.
Well, cool. So you'll be home. You coming home for the holidays, I presume.
Go get it. Yeah. Yep. Coming in Wednesday morning. Have a little Thanksgiving, and then and straight to camp.
All right.
Hope we've got some decent weather. And I haven't talked to Tex. I don't know if he's killed anything or not. I don't think he's hunted a whole bunch.
I hadn't talked to him. I hadn't been calling him because I know he's down there in the river bottom. His phone don't work 90% of the time.
No.
But I'll be doing the Thanksgiving show Thanksgiving morning, so I'll try to get a hold of y'all somehow.
Okay. I'll be there.
All right.
No problem.
Well, if somebody wants to get with you, Mike, and get hooked up before the year's over, how do they get a hold of you, man?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right,
hope
buddy.
Everybody has safe holidays.
All right, Mike. Hope the wind lays down for you and you go back and get on those trout again, buddy.
Thank you, Mickey. Have a good
one. All right. Thank you, Mike. See you, man. Take care. All right. That's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 522 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to G-Town, check in with the plug himself, going to thebottom.com. Little Rat, what is up?
Yo, Big Daddy, what's happening, man?
I'm just Big Daddy and at the bait camp this morning, man.
At the camp, man.
In here dipping a few croakers, a few hop-o-matics.
There you go.
Watching a little TV, talking on the radio. It's all good, baby.
Hey, that's living life right there, brother.
It is, living the dream.
At least the wind ain't blowing too hard.
No, it's not bad this morning. I've had enough wind this week.
Gosh, dog, man.
And enough smoke. Man, how about that smoke yesterday? God.
It's all the way at my house, dude.
Oh, it's everywhere.
But, you know, we got our fish Sunday, but I didn't quite beat the front.
No, you didn't.
Man, I was running like 27 knots, man, and it passed me up.
Yeah.
It was blowing about 30 knots.
Hey, that was a wall of wind, bud. That was a good one.
It was picking the water up like a water spout and pushing it in front of me.
Crazy.
And I ran as hard as I could. Then I finally had to slow down. And my guy, I just had one guy. And we didn't crush him up. First place I stopped, you know, I thought, it's easy. We're going to go right here and right in. Well, it wasn't no good. I said, man, we got to move. And we moved, and we caught 10 like pretty quick, but I still like, man, there it is right there. And I want to go check one thing like a dummy. And it wasn't very far, so that's about a mile right here. And man, I've got about half a mile on the wind hit. Anyway, we get in, and I told Joe, I said, man, dude, Cameron and them, I'm looking at him I'm tracking him on the Garmin. I said, they're not going to make it. And Cameron said that wind got him about 20 miles offshore. And he was impressed. He don't get too impressed with much. They were breaking over the hardtop. And I said, so how fast you pull it back? He said, man, I'm not. I went, oh, that's terrible.
Breaking over the hardtop. That's nasty.
Yeah, but he said he didn't like it. That's the first front, big front he's been caught in. And his timing was right, but that front sped up a little bit.
Yeah, it did.
And he had a little problem getting fuel at Grand Isle. It took him about another 2 hours to get fuel, and that kind of cost him.
Yeah, it did.
So we did that deal. We went Monday afternoon, and Mickey, we caught like 100 trout, baby. Limit, I think we caught 6-7 trout in the red, and then Tuesday, of course, you know how it was like. It was brutal, and it never
root canal.
Was.
Good. It was root canal fishing for me, brother.
It was total root. It was like get two drills out, extra Novocaine. But we finally caught, you got to catch 15 fish, man. It ain't like it's that big a deal. So I think we finally caught 16 trout in the red. And then yesterday was good. I mean, we caught, it got windy, but we caught 20 like pretty quick. You know, once you land on them. But you know, Charlie's right, Mickey. Everybody tries to make money off of fishing without working. You know, being in the charter boat business, I ain't crying because we chose it. But it ain't for the faint of heart. It ain't friendly. You're gonna work. There's so many people trying to make money off of fishing without working. This trout support deal and this website, that website. Like Charlie said, you know, everybody knows. And when everybody knows, it's like snapper fishing, man. That's the boys, Mike Preston and Johnny and Ricky and them boys, they find stuff and they build stuff and they are sacred with it. And we give everything away. We give it all away and then you ain't got nowhere to fish. And it's just like what Charlie said. I'm fishing little pods of fish that are, there's quite a few fish in a little bitty spot. And if you don't land on them, you ain't going to catch them.
True.
You're going to catch like three.
Yeah, I found that out Tuesday. I fished a lot of prime stuff that I've caught, always caught fish my entire life. And, hey, it was like throwing in this Great Salt Lake in Utah. Nothing.
Yeah, but, you know, you and I talked about that yesterday afternoon, Mickey. You kind of got derailed off your plan. It wasn't the greatest day in the world to go wake fishing. The tide fell out about 10 foot, and it was just tough. If you went with your plan that you know what to do, y'all might not have crushed them, but you'd have caught them. You know,
well, I could have gone another way, but, you know, it was a wading crew, and they don't like to fish out of the boat, and I had to do something different, you know.
Yeah,
and
it
wasn't a wading day. When you got a barometer that high and water exiting the bay that fast and the water temperature dropped 12, 14 degrees, shorelines are pretty tough.
No, it ain't a wading. That's like, you know, in the springtime when I'm waiting, you know, when I start waiting, I'm waiting. But we'd like to boat fish. I said, I'm not your guy, man. You ain't going to catch them. The fish are shallow. It's blowing 30, and I'm not taking you fishing out of the boat, you know. I don't need any practice. I know how to cast. If I'm going. I want to go try to get them.
True.
But it ain't, you know, even, you know, I'm fishing like three or four bays, Mickey, and it's the same. If you don't land on them, you ain't just going to float around out there and get lucky.
No.
All this bird stuff, you know, it's, you know, I worked a school of birds. Oh, I didn't even tell you this yesterday. I guess it was Monday. It got drop dead gorgeous when the sun was going down Monday. We didn't leave till noon, so I'm still fishing. Hey, these birds that it's time to go to roost, they're still working. And if we don't catch them, and we're not killing them. My boys, they're good fishermen. We might have killed one, but we catch like, and they're in a place that I know there's nice trout. They're shallow, and we catch like 60, 70 trout. We ain't thought about catching a keeper.
Yeah.
Ain't thought about it. And it's everywhere like that. I don't even stop on them.
No, I don't know.
I caught a pool yesterday just on the way home. And I think I told you yesterday. We caught a sand trout, a 12-inch trout. But we did catch two nice trout, you know, 17 and a half, 18 inches. Like, man, they're lost. I don't know where. And we might have just drifted into them. They may not even been underneath them birds. I don't know. But if you park on top of them, you can catch them. And these are really small spots in all the bays. They're little bitty spots. And if you don't park on them, get right, you're gonna struggle. From what I see, you know.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you.
Hey,
hell with all that, I'm going deer hunting.
I don't blame you, man.
I'm heading south, baby.
I don't blame you. But what we're going to have to do, Mickey, is, you know, I may not can fish, but I can read the bottom machine pretty good. And we're going to have to find places, and we're going to have to, you know, you can't, I mean, when it becomes common knowledge, hey, fishing, you know, I don't fish with Preston and Cameron, you know, because I'm trout fishing, but I went on one trip. Hey, if Preston sees a boat on the radar, you ain't thinking about stopping on his place to fish.
No.
You ain't even thinking about
They'll
it.
Get you. They'll get you.
Because them boys put a lot of effort into those. If they're fishing spots that they made, they fishing spots with their face buried in a bottom machine for 30 years to find, and they ain't going to give it away. And we're stupid. We give everything away.
Well,
and
we
now,
have to produce
you ain't got nowhere to go.
With people, and when you get on fish, you got to stay on them to let them catch fish, and then you get busted.
You get busted. I mean,
I mean, you get knocked off right off the bat, and they're going to punch you in. And you better go at 4 the next morning, or they're going to be all over it before you get there.
hey, I wanted to relax yesterday. I mean, we're catching them. I mean, it's fun. And I got sweaters on me. And I said, hey, guys, y'all got to finish up. I got to get off of here. You know, and that ain't no fun. I don't like being like that. You know, we could have caught 30, 40 fish, caught them, released them, but, I mean, I ain't giving it away. I can. I ain't got that many places to go. So, but, you know, it's fishing good. It's okay for me. I'm getting lucky, but yeah, you mess up. Like today, if I mess up or something goes bad, I'm going to catch like four. It's going to take all day to do that. But maybe I get lucky. The water's really, really high. I had to lift my boat up. It was about to float off.
Yeah, but it's going. It'll flush out. Yeah, it's coming in. It's bulling in at night, but it is flushing out all day.
Tuesday was the worst.
Yeah, Tuesday when I came in, it was gone.
Yeah, it didn't get as low yesterday. I mean, don't get me wrong, it got low, but it didn't get nothing like Tuesday. Tuesday, everything in my house was a mud flat. All right there by Fat Boys and all that was a mud flat.
Yeah, that old barometer was so high Tuesday. It was up.
You know, I'd build some spots. I would. But you can't do it in the bay. You're going to build something, and it's going to get big time.
Spot in the bay, I'd be like building a duck blind. Somebody else will be in it when you get there. You know?
It's exactly right.
That's it.
Exactly right.
All right, but, James. Well, I hope you whack them and stack them today, buddy. And
we'll see.
I'm going to bow out of here and go to another break. But, hey, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, live the dream, go to the bottom, catch them up, all that, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Come on, bro. 497-771-7306.
All right. Well, James, take care. You be safe out there, buddy. See you, man. All right. That's Captain James Plogg down in G-Town.
And we are hooked up. Hooked up, baby. Outcast Charter. Live action. Look at that reel. Stripping drag. You seen it here first, boys. Now people say, Captain Sharky, why is Outcast Charters the best? This is why, baby. Woo! Redfish every cast. This is what it's all about. Monster fishing action. Game time, baby!
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 540 in the Bayou City. Let's head on down to G-Town and get plugged in with Sharky Marquez. Michael, good morning. What's going on down there, man?
What's up, man? Boy, if that don't get you going, I'm like ready to go out there and quadruple up on some fish.
Well, while that introduction was going, I actually made a couple of casts. I didn't get a bite, but I did chunk a couple.
That's a long one, isn't it?
Yeah. Johnny B, man.
Oh, man. He's a hoot. Man, we are prepping this morning, rigging up. Man, I am excited to hit the water. I got my gulp ready. I got my mud minnows ready. I got my tackle ready. So we're ready, man. We're just going to go see if we can find some flatfish this morning. And especially with these little bit of cooler mornings we've had these past few mornings, seems to be the theme going on. We'll start off in the channel and look for some flounder and end up targeting some redfish by the mid-morning. So hopefully it works out in our favor.
Yeah.
I think it will. I think it's going to be a beautiful morning. And when are you showing the next major, major cold front coming through?
Well, I wouldn't call it a major, probably a minor, Sunday night.
Sunday night, okay. And it's supposed to be, what I heard is it might even get down to the 40 area, upper 40s or something. Or
let's look at it and see what the revised is this morning. They always, it changes by the day, or it depends on the sites you look at. You know, you surf around enough, if you can find one, it'll fit your narrative.
Fit my
need. That's it, buddy. Well, now they're saying Friday night, north at 20.
Really?
Yeah, and it was, you know, yesterday it was Sunday night, so.
Oh, yeah. You know how spot on they are.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, any little bit of cold movement, that'll push through will help us down here tremendously, man. I mean, no flounder. We're finding some good ones. Still nothing. I mean, for us at least, absolutely on fire. I'm sure in you know, you take a 12-hour from sun up to sundown, and I'm sure that if you sat out there, you could really tell when they get going. I'm sure it's happening once a day, you know, for a major bite. But we're just, man, I'm missing it. I'm missing that major bite, whether we're moving around spots or, you know, picking up or dropping off customers from number one or number two. We're, for the most part, I'm still having to grind out my fish. And, you know, that's part of the game. That's part of it. And so I'm excited and looking forward to, you know, when the cooler it is, the more consistency you kind of got as far as having a good solid bite throughout the day. And for me, I just haven't found that good solid bite yet. But
well,
I will.
Here's the new revision on all this stuff, Sharky. Sunday night, they're showing Southeast 5 to 10 this coming Sunday. And
okay.
Monday, they say next front, and it's showing an east wind 5 to 10. With a front, I wouldn't call that a front now. The low is going to be like 58.
Sure.
And then your lows will be 58, 59, 61, and then they're showing a weak front on next Wednesday.
Okay.
And then Friday they show another front. I would call it a weak front because it's going to go north at 20, but the low's only going to be 54. So these fronts are just they're little squirters, man. They're nothing to them. They ain't.
Yeah. Well,
nothing like this last one where we had a good wall of wind and a good northerly blow for two or three days and a pretty good temperature drop. I mean, I pulled out of the driveway with my boat Tuesday morning. It was 43 degrees. I went out to start up the truck. And I said, I'm just going to go put my Sims top layer on and then find me a big baggy long sleeve T-shirt to put over that. And with my wading jacket and everything. And early that morning, I really didn't have enough, not with that wind blowing 20 and 25. But
it
was a little chilly.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not scared to put on about 8 jackets in the morning and just strip down throughout the day one by one. Oh, man. There's nothing colder than being on the water and getting that wind blowing. And getting splash and all that good stuff, especially with those strong winds that are blowing through this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I think my game plan, I'm probably going to start off in a little bit of some deeper water, try to find some cooler water this morning. So versus going straight to the shorelines or what have you in the Galveston Chip Channel, I think we're going to start and fish some bulkheads and really work those deeper pockets. Typically, this time of year, that's where I'm finding a little bit more of the fish are back in the inlets and in the harbor. And, you know, we've got a few spots right around the opening right there, you know, around the Coast Guard station area that we're really picking up some nice fish. And these spots are tough to fish because there's so much structure down there. But if you fish them enough, you kind of understand where the rocks go to the sand flats and where those flounder actually bet up at,
right?
And you know, versus telling your customers, man, cast as close to that structure as you can and work off of it, you're like, man, cast 5 foot off that structure, let the bait go all the way down to the bottom, you know, keep it on free spool, and then start slowly retrieving back. And
right.
So that seems to be the move, is just really, that's the only consistency I got, is fishing the same spots all the time, just trying to figure out these fish and what they're eating and why they're eating. You know, I mean, if I can't get it in the weather, I can get it in the spot choosing. I promise you that. I'm gonna figure out how they're eating and where they're eating. So, no, we got a good crew this morning. I believe we got 3 people, and that'll really help us zone in and be able to fan cast some areas and until we find them. So, hopefully, I got some big old flounder pictures here in the next few hours.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
You get to call that shot. Actually pull in there and get them.
That's it. And I'll tell you, Mickey, I've never seen this many this many flounder fishermen. I mean, every year it seems to get, there's just more and more of them. But I remember, I guess Tuesday it was, being on the boat and trying to find some decent areas. I mean, it's Tuesday at like 9 o'clock, okay, and there's 50,000 boats in the channel. I could not even
believe it. Oh, yeah, these flounder fanatics, they're like early morning sickos. There's millions of them. They're everywhere.
Oh, they're everywhere.
There's millions of them.
I know it, man.
All right, Sharky.
You bouncing. Hey, man, have a blessed day, Mickey.
I'm going to do it. Throw them out some info. Somebody wants to get with you and come down and monster fish.
Absolutely. Come get in on this action. You can check out our website, trip packages and pricing at Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. That's outcastfishingcharters.com. Got to throw out a big congratulations to our newest captain, Captain Chris. He just passed captain school yesterday, so we have added one to the fleet, and we're going to be rocking and rolling. Really excited to have a great year with you guys. So thanks for all the continued support from everybody who listens and come fishing with us.
All right, buddy.
That's what I got, my friend.
Sharky, have a good day. I'll check in with you Saturday. Whack them up,
yes,
man.
Sir. Hopefully I got some good info for you then.
I know you will. I'll see you, buddy. All right, take care. All right. That's Captain Sharky Marquez down in G-Town. Now we're going to go over to Southwest Louisiana and check in with our boys at Hackberry Rod and Gun. Kirk Stanzel, what's up?
Oh, man, I just got in a duck blind. And we're
atta boy.
Clean dog crap off our boots.
Uh-oh. Everybody stepping dog dookie?
Yeah, the dadgum dog did his number on the dog walk. I mean,
Lord.
The boardwalk. So, anyhow, that's a good way to start the morning.
Oh, boy.
But, anyhow, it's all, we're getting it cleaned off.
Well, y'all got a lot of ducks?
Man, we've been doing real good, Nicky. It's been real good, yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's been every blind, been shooting the limit, just about every blind every day.
Good.
That's been good. A lot of gray ducks. And, I mean, just a mixture. It's been quite a few canvasbacks, a few mallards, pintail, not many teal, some widgeon. It's been good. It's been real good.
Yeah, it's a gray duck kind of year, man. That population must have exploded this year because I'm hearing that from everybody. Gadwall City, man.
Yeah, and they are giving it up. I mean.
Yeah, they are. That's what I hear, man. Flocks of 20 coming in just locked up. You can see their old toenails twitching when you call the shot.
That's it.
That's good stuff, baby.
Boy, they've been making us look good with the duck call. Oh, it's fun.
Call you Willie Nelson with that duck call, man.
That's it, man. Yeah. But and now the fishing, you know, the fishing hadn't been that good in the afternoon since duck season started. It was good Saturday, and then since then we've had, you know, the front and a lot of wind and stuff, and the afternoon bite's been tough. But the morning bite, I heard, has been good. None of our guys have been going in the morning, but the tide's high, and the wind – every day the wind's been getting up by the time we get out on the lake. So it's been a tough bite in the afternoon.
Understandably.
But we're going and trying. Yeah, yeah. So, but last
Well, year, that'll all turn around. You know, the tide schedule will change, and in the afternoon fishing will be better.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're getting a real low tide in the afternoon.
Yeah, same here.
With all that wind, that low tide, it muddies the water up. Look at there. Two teal just hit the decoys.
Yeah, you got a little ways till shooting time.
Yeah, yeah, it's 6:11 this morning.
6:11. You're a little earlier over there than us. You're farther
to
the east.
That's right. So, we don't even have the guns out of the case yet.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm sorry you've started off crappy this morning.
hey, literally.
Hey, they'll forget that smell once them ducks start coming into them decoys, man.
That's right. That's right. It'll be good.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you get to your old sports, and I wanted to check in. I'll try and hit you earlier Saturday morning. We'll get a really good update. But, hey, if somebody wants to come over to Hackberry Rod and Gun, give them some info, buddy.
Okay. Toll-free number, it's 888-762-3391. Hackberry Rod and Gun, you know what to do with and.
That's it. Spell it out.
.com.
Yeah, you got it, brother.
Putting those pictures on there, man. There's a lot of good pictures.
Shoot me a big old canvas back drake right in the face this morning, man.
We're going to try. We'll do
all
it.
All right, dog.
Okay.
Hey, Kirk, y'all have a good hunt, and I'll talk to you Saturday. See you, buddy.
Okay. Not Nicky.
All right, take care. All right. That's Kirk Stanzel over at Hagberry Rod and Gun. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But Johnny B and I'll be back. Spit it out, Mick. We'll be back bright
right back.
And early in the morning. Right back. And we'll be here in the morning at 4 a.m. Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.